1862. 10. Richmond. Oh, how heavy was the air with horror! Elizabeth Van Loo wrote in her journal, "Literally, my breathing became labored, my heart seemed cramped, and the poor newly mustered young men, I could not look at them in the streets without tears coming to my eyes. Hundreds of times during the war, and after I learned to know them and their material, did I long to say to them, 'Be not like dumb, driven cattle.'" As the new year of 1862 dawned, Van Loo could not escape the scene of young men marching off to war. Chilling rains and snow fell over Richmond that January. The shivering troops huddled by fires in the camps around the city, many racked by pneumonia, pleurisy, rheumatism, and catarrhal fevers. Hospital services had improved since Bull Run's influx of wounded, but medical care would soon be not much better than what was provided on battlefields, with dead bodies stacked up in hospital cellars awaiting burial, and amputated arms and legs lying in backyards rotting. Civil servants, politicians, and military men crowded hotels and dining rooms. Demand outpaced supply, with inflation beginning to make food too costly for many. Beef had risen from 13 cents to 30 cents a pound. Yet a delusional gaiety, even frivolity, coursed through Richmond's polite society, with banquet tables still groaning with delicacies, perfumed ladies still attending evening military drills, and patriotic pride gushing everywhere. Yankee had become a derogatory word in Richmond, children using it to taunt others. Jefferson Davis was inaugurated for a 6-year term on a rainy February 22nd and moved his family into the old Brockenbrough mansion at Clay and 12th Streets, which became the Confederate White House. Haggard and worn-looking, Davis was afflicted with neuralgia, digestive disorders, venereal disease, and bronchial problems, and had lost sight in one eye. A workaholic who buried himself in paperwork and did not budget his time wisely, Davis was inaccessible, haughty, and peevish, not suffering fools lightly and feuding with his generals. A week after his inaugural, the rebel president declared martial law in Richmond. He had reason to do so. Crime was becoming a problem in the refugee-swollen city. Not all the citizens of the capital of the Confederacy, indeed the entire Confederacy, Davis quickly realized, could be counted on to be loyal to the cause. Van Loo was one of them.